Yeah. Let's begin now. On the Yudim Beis, Rav Tov Yehuda says the Mari Miyesh Lo Tzuras Pesach Al Pi Shurach Al Yasser Yitzchak Lamayit. If you have a Tzuras Pesach, even though it's more than 10 amos, you do not need to be Mayit. Okay, that's the halacha. The halacha of a breach. If you have a breach,
why did that be a Tzuras
that says that we don't care? A Tzuras says exactly what we have today. Two lachis mekar on top. Two lachis. And the two lachis do not need to be
Masa. More than 10 amos wide, but the greater than top. Less than 20 amos.
Correct. If it's more than the width is more than 10 amos, you put the Tzuras Pesach, which means two lachis and a koira on top. The two lachis and the koira have no shear. When it comes to the lachi and the koira of the mavoi, there's a shear. When it comes to the lachis, the two lachis and the koira of the Tzuras Pesach, there is no shear.
So why don't we use that as a solution if the koira is higher than 20 amps?
No, higher than 20 amps. If the car is higher than 20 amps and you want to make a Tzuras HaPesach lower than a Tzuras HaPesach, gezunt deheit. The Tzuras HaPesach also has to be lower than 20 amps.
You just
not
said it doesn't.
No, width. In width. If you have a breach, the Tzuras HaPesach's primary advantage.
So 20 amos of the Kaira, that's
nothing to talk about. The only solution is the Amaltera. The Amaltera means a designer Kaira. You go into a fancy store and you buy a designer Kaira, a beautiful, exquisite Kaira, where people will be willing to look up higher than 20 amos to take note of it. Then that's a solution to a koira that's lamalam in height, lamalam me esrin. But when it comes to a breach that's more than 10 amos wide, width, then you need a Tzuras HaPesach. Alright?
Yeah.
Okay, so here it says, in Yesh, Loi Tzuras HaPesach, Avri Shurach, 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 and Esach. More than 10, Eimayit Tzorach Lomayit, Ash Kichon, we learn over here, Tzuras HaPesach, the Nahanye Beroch Boy, a Tzuras HaPesach, Zayin Beroch Boy, Valmatro, the Amaltro, the Nahanye Begovo, in Amaltro, if you're not going to be there, it's more than 20 hours, it's good. Shalom, here is Ipcha, what about Ipcha Mai, what about the other way around, what do we mean? The question over here is, with the words question, can the Tzuras HaPesach help to be machshir mavi that's hard? Basic question. I always told you that Tzuras HaPesach is not going to help when it's higher than 20 amos. Well, the Gemara now is coming to discuss exactly that point. The Gemara shall here is in Chumai. What happens if you have a Tzuras HaPesach and the Tzuras HaPesach, the koira of the Tzuras HaPesach is higher than 20 amos? What is the halacha? In Chumai. Likewise, in Chumai, only that Shiloh. Rashi says, I feel here's the Tzuras HaPesach. All this in one Shiloh. One Shiloh, look at Tysus. Tysus says, Kalaimar. Mi mahan ye Tzuras HaPesach begoiva, period. The kosher of Rabbein Utam, the Tzuras HaPesach, avi kone, mikan, al gabeon. Dal kone, da al gabeon. Take away the coin of the baby with scotch and the coin of the mikan and mikan, the havi kilechi mashahu. The ishloimar, the boyle hecha to the mahanule lechi, come on, I'm a foolish. IBS, this is a technical issue. Okay, that's a good way of Mavui. Mavui, you have two lechis. Let's take them, talk about a technical shalom of Mavui. I don't know the one is. Let's right now just focus on the Gemara. We hear from Tosfos Mashma, there's only one kasha. The Gemara's kasha is what about Tzuras HaPesach that's higher than 20 amos? Is it kasha? Ipchamai, Toshma, the Talmud in the Raisa, Mavli Shu Gavoya, Mieshema, Mavli Mayet. It says, Mepherish the Raisa, Mieshlo Tzuras HaPesach. If the mavoi has a Tzuras HaPesach, Einoit Tzorich L'mayit. You don't need to mayit. So what's the raya? The raya over here is, it's mashma, that a Tzuras HaPesach works even higher than 20 amos. Not like I told you. That's not necessarily the halacha. Okay, from this dig in the Gemara, it's mashma. It's mashma. Vim yesh lo yitzur sa pesach, eino yitzur lo ma'id, and all oifano.
Yeah, right back in my original question, so why isn't that an option if you haven't?
Oh, you're right. In the Chanami, you're right. You're 100% correct. You're 100%. All you need is two lachis. By putting up two lachis, you now make the koira into a tzuras haPesach. You're right. You are correct. So instead of being memayate the koira, all you need to do is put up two lachis, and now the car is higher than 20 amos, and you have two lachis, so now they're underneath it. That makes it into a tzuras haPesach, and you're in business. You are correct. You're right. That's what the Gemara here says. You might touch on the time you should go in the Mishnah, but you might be in the issue of tzuras haPesach, it's all a might. Period. Next Shiloh. Oh, here comes the second Shiloh. A mountain of Beruch by Mai. Can you make a designer, a fantastic, beautiful lechi? What is Rashi? How do you tie? What's the case over here? Is there any Rashi? Or there's no Rashi over here. On the side of it is koira sheyesh ba pituyim. It's yudim when toil the hashos to koira. A mabui that's more than 20 amos, more than 10 amos. Here's a shiloh. You have a breach. You have a breach in the wall, and the breach is more than 10 amos. So it's no longer called the Pesach. What happens if you put over the breach? Over the breach, you put up a koira, an amalta, a beautiful koira. That's a koira over the breach that's more than 10 amos. You gotta find yourself a very big pole. A very, very big pole, but it's beautiful, and it goes from end to end, and it's gonna be a koira. Can that save the breach? Amalta b'chman mai, toshma. The time, you know, learned in the Brahis of Mabush, and Gavoya, Mayeshimama, you might, the Arocha, Mayesha, you might, the Mieshla Tursa Pesach, Eno, Tsarch Lamait, the Mieshla Maltra, Eno, Tsarch Lamait, my lava Seifa. So the Lord wants to suggest that when it says a Maltra is also going on the Seifa, on the breach, more than 10 Amos. The Gemara says, Loi, incorrect. When it discusses the principle of Malta, it's only going on the Resha, it's only going when it's higher, on the card that's higher than 20 amps. Are we good?
Yeah.
It's not a riot. Next. Masnilei, Rabbi Yehuda l'chia barav kamei d'rav. Rabbi Yehuda taught l'chia barav in the presence of Rav, einoi tzorich l'mait. You do not need to be mimayit. What do you mean you do not need to be mimayit? You do not need to be mimayit. Well, what case was he discussing? What was he discussing when he said ein tzarich l'mayit? When it says in the Mishnah says if it's wider than 10 amos, the racha of the eser amos mimayit, v'im yesh leitzuras haPesach, af al pi shu racha of the eser amos, Einoi tzorich l'mayit. Okay, so he taught in the Mishnah. He taught in the Mishnah that when it says in the Mishnah, Einoi tzorich l'mayit, that's going when you have a tzuras like the Mishnah. When you have a tzuras haPesach inside of the breach, that's more than 10 amos, you're in business. If you have a breach, and the breach is 10 amos more, no good. But if you put up a tzuras haPesach, einoi tzorich l'mayit. He basically taught him exactly what it says in the Mishnah. So Omar Lei, when Rav Yehuda taught the Chia this halacha, Rav said to Rav Chia, to Rav Yehuda, you're making a mistake. You're teaching my student the wrong thing. Omar Lei Asnaya, teach him tzorich l'mayit. I disagree. I hold that it's tzuras haPesach, he has a different Mishnah. He told him that the Mishnah is wrong, this mistake in the Gersa. Teach him that even if you have a tzuras haPesach, a tzuras haPesach is not effective if it's more than 10 hours. You hear the Chiddush? He's extremely machmir. He says there's a ta'us in the Mishnah. You have to be memayit even if the breach is more than, even if you have a tzuras haPesach. Amar Rav Yosef, Midivre Rabbeinu Milmat Chotzer Shemibot Pesachim. Now he's going over here, which Rabbeinu? Rav, from the words of Rav, that just told him that the Tzuras of Pesach is not going to work, Rashi says, in the Smilu Zramas. According to this opinion, that's very, very machmir, and who holds that the Tzuras of Pesach is not effective if even when the breach is more than 10 hours, we can learn a chotzer, a courtyard, sheruba pesachim, v'chaloinos, eino niteres v'tzuras ha-pesach. My time, but what's the reason? The whole sense, v'yoyser v'eser oyser v'mavon. Oh, so here we're getting over here, and it's a very tifalom, this is very fundamental in the sugyos of Erevin. He's saying a very finish. Whole sense, since we have a principle of more than 10 amoi, another principle, when it comes to a courtyard, everyone agrees that even if you have a breach in the courtyard, that's less than 10 amoi, but if you count up all of the space that's open versus the space that's closed, you have parutz meruveh, it's also possible. So now we make the following analysis. So too, when you have a situation where it's parutz meruba, alo oimed, oiser bechotzer, eino niter b'tzuras ha-pesach. And indeed, this is the shita saramam. Okay, this makes all of the Eruvim, many Eruvim, very difficult to make. You know what he's saying over here? Let's go put this in modern terms. Okay, let's go talk about modern society. In modern society, if you have four, if you, what do people do bungalow colonies? They don't have fences. What do? They basically take poles and they put them around the entire colony and they put a string on top. So what have you done? You've made a whole area, all four sides, one massive Tzuras HaPesach. Tzuras HaPesach, Tzuras HaPesach. Every two poles is another Tzuras HaPesach. Yeah? Am I asking to this?
Interesting.
Okay, that's what people do in camps and bungalow colonies and even in people's backyards. What do? They just put up poles, and they go connect on top of the pole, they put string. And they enclose the entire area with multiple, with lechi, and after, on top of every lechi there's a koira. The string goes around all the poles. That's what people do, that's what they do this all over the place. You aware of that?
Nope.
What do you mean no? You never went to a place where there's an Erev?
I did, sure.
So when you go in the summer? When you go in the summer, you go, where do you go?
I never thought that was a koira.
When you go to Tanasul, where do you go? Yeah. Tanasul, so Tanasul, they have an Erev there?
No.
No Erev?
Just around, if you are up there, around your house, no Erev in town.
But around the bungalow, it's not like a bungalow colony?
Around your house, yeah, I put my own Erev.
Your own house,
two poles and a string.
So wait, so where are the two poles in the string? It goes around the entire property, or just goes in front of the house?
Sections.
So in the place where you are carrying, let me ask you, if you would calculate the wall area. There are four sides, 360 degrees. How much of that space is solid wall, and how much of that space is being permitted because you put up poles with a string on top? Give me the calculation. Give me the numbers.
You're asking if it's more than 10 hours.
No, I'm not asking. I'm not asking more than 10 amos. I'm asking the total number of space versus building material.
Total number of open area where the string is going?
Yeah, versus the area where you have an actual wall.
But the actual wall of the house, which is one section, but the actual opening is probably 25 feet, 30 feet.
But how much of the wall? Tell me in percent, how much of the four walls? There has to be an enclosure, right? You're enclosed. You're enclosing four walls, whatever, four walls.
I'll make you a diagram right now. I cannot do it on the phone.
Okay, but the basic idea is when you go and you calculate, you're carrying a certain area. The area where you are carrying, you're telling me that part of that area is being permitted because there's a solid wall on certain sections, and the parts that are open, you're relying upon the Erev. So the question is, when you go around the perimeter, and you tally up all of the space that's closed physically versus the amount of space that's only been closed through halacha of the Erev, the Tzuras HaPesach, we want to know a percentage. Which part is Paritz? Yeah. So the Minhag HaOlam, the Ganze Welt is, we don't care. We don't make this calculation. Even if the result is going to be that 100% is going to be nitter because of the Eruv, because of the Tzuras HaPesach, it's good. You stand in the middle and you put four poles all the way around, you put string on top, you're good, you're done. Even though the entire area is parts. But the Tzuras HaPesach creates four virtual walls. Along comes this command. The Gemara says, Medivrei Rav, we can learn that the Tzuras HaPesach will not work. The only time a Tzuras HaPesach works is when it's only 49% of the perimeter. If the perimeter, if it does not have a solid wall of 51%, then the Erev is not going to be matter the other 49%. The Erev can only be matter if 51% is a solid wall. And most of the time you don't have that. What's the raya? Look at the Gemara. The Gemara says, by the way, this is how the Rambam paskins lehalacha, and this is what it says in the Mechaber. And then the Mechaber says, well, Rambam, I don't remember, you can be mekel, you don't have to be machmir like this. But there are many B'nai Torah that are machmir and will not carry in an Erev unless the majority of the enclosure is oimeid meruba, to be chayish for the shittas Rambam, which comes right out of this piece of Gemara right over here. I know that my brother in Lakewood, where he lives, in his development, there's a development. So they have a wall around the development, but not entirely. The parts that are open, the parts that are closed. And when the people moved into the development, they made a cheshvin, they put up an Erev right away, and then they made a calculation that it was probably like 45% wall and 55% Erev. So you know what they did? They collected money and they hired a contractor to close off the other 6%. So it should be, the majority should be oimei, so they could be machmi like the Shitas HaRambam, like the Mechaber who quotes the Rambam, that the majority is oimei and the minority is parutz, and then the Tzuras HaPesach is effective. So over here, let's take a look over here. They want to go do the Zelvzach and the Flapish Erev. They make these calculations. They want to go try to say is that certain parts of the Flapish Erev, they want to go use the houses. I don't know. There's a lot of alumnus. They try very hard in the Flapish Erev that there should also be oimeid meruba, not oimeid meruba in the sections that they used to close off, which is not so pashut. But the bottom line is, the Olam is Mekel, but look at this Gemara. The Gemara over here says, Rav taught a very important halach, it's an incredible lumbus. Rav said that a Tzuras HaPesach is not going to help more than 10 amas. If you have a breach more than 10 amas is not called a Pesach. Anything that's less than 10 amas is called a Pesach. More than 10 amas is not called a Pesach, it's called a breach. So then there's a machshayla, what is the girsa of the Mishnah? Does the Mishnah say that if he ate a Tzuras HaPesach it works to be memayit a breach more than 10 amas? Or is the girsa that it's not going to help? A Tzuras HaPesach is not going to be a solution when it's more than 10 amas. Now, if you're going to take the tzad to be machmir, that a Tzuras HaPesach is not going to work more than 10 amas in a breach of a mavui, we now want to build upon that for the modern day Eruvim. The modern day Eruvim are not done by mavuis. Modern day Eruvim are done by Chatzeros. There's no such thing today as a Mavui. Everything. So here's the Mavui says, Omar, Omar Rav Yosef. Midivre Rav.
Why are they not a cul-de-sac? It's not a mother.
A what?
A cul-de-sac.
A what? What's a what? Give me a.
A cul-de-sac.
What's a cul-de-sac?
And you go to Muncie, you have these, it's like a dead end, where all a bunch of houses open up into like, to a dead end.
No, that's a chotzer. Where a house opens up into a dead end, that's called a chotzer. In order for it to be called a mavui, the houses are closed. The houses open up into their own private enclosure. And then all of the chatzerois, in turn, open up into another shared area. And that shared area has three walls. And now you want to be mati without a fourth wall. That's a mavui. So now you need a double eruv. The eruv chatzerois and the shituvim mavos. Today this whole thing doesn't exist. Today there's no such thing as a mavui. Today there's only, everyone is in one big chatzer. We live in the global chatzer. We live in the global chatzer. Therefore everyone just makes an eruv chatzerois and you put up a tzuras ha-pesach. But along comes the Gemara. The Gemara says the following yisoid. So Omer Rav Yosef, Rav Yosef says, Midir Rabbeinu Milmat chatzer sheruba pesach in the chalonis, a courtyard. That most of it are psoch and chal. In other words, there are no walls. The whole thing is dry. The whole thing is open areas, which means you have here, oh, you have porutz. The porutz is miruba. Yeah? Eino niteres b'tzuris ha-pesach. The tzuris ha-pesach is not going to help. Why not? My timer. So look at the analysis. My hoyel, the yoisa, we're now going to compare one halacha to another halacha. Hoyle thinks the Yosef Miyasa Oisa B'mavui. We have a principle. In a Mavui, we just finished learning according to Rav. If you have a breach, that's more than 10 Amois, a Tzuris HaPesach is not going to work. Okay? It's not going to work. Hoyle, the Yosef Miyasa Oisa B'mavui. And we know also Paritz Meruba. We have a general rule that if you have a courtyard and if you calculate the space around the courtyard, it's oimed, it's parutz meruba, even though each breach is less than 10 amos, you're a chiddush. When we have a principle that you're allowed to have breaches, when we have a rule that you're allowed to have a breach up to 10 amos and we view it to be called a pesach, and not a breach, there's a condition. The condition is where the perimeter, the majority of the perimeter is oimed. So then we can say that the breaches are not called breaches, they're called psochen. But when the majority of the perimeter is going to end up being open, it's parutz meruba, then we do not permit the breaches. The breaches are automatically not called psochen, they're called breaches. So what are you going to do? Solution. Solution is put up a Tzuras HaPesach in the breach. Nope. It's not going to work. Just like a Tzuras HaPesach is not going to work. It's not going to work to be Mimayet Achesorim of more than 10 Amos in the Mavui. A Tzuras HaPesach is not going to be Mimayet a problem of Parutz Meruba in a Chotzer. We're comparing the chotzer to the mavui. The mavui has a problem. The problem is there's a breach. Does the Tzuras HaPesach solve the problem? No. A chotzer has a problem. What's the problem? Parutz merube. Is the Eruv Chatzeros going to solve? Is the Tzuras HaPesach going to solve the problem? No. So that's the chiddush. So therefore, the result is that if you have a situation where you have a perimeter and the majority is parutz, a Tzuras HaPesach is not going to work. So to make an Eruv by just taking poles and putting them around an entire enclosed area is not going to work according to this opinion. Again, we don't pass them like this. We make them, but not everyone is so make them. My time, Ahoyal, Yosem Yes, Oysem Mava, Paris Ruba, Alamoime, Oysem Chatzar, My Yosem Yes, Oysem Mava, Inanita, and Tzuras HaPesach, Paris Ruba, Alamoime, Oysem Chatzar, Inanita, Inanita, and Tzuras HaPesach. Vrek the Gemara, what kind of analysis is this? Mali, I said, yes, I said, the Mavu Shekhen Loichai Tartu by Eitzel Pasi Birois Rameir. The reason why we're not going to allow the Tzuras HaPesach to work You can't bring a raya from there by the mavui, because they would not matter by eitzel pasi birois Rabbi Meir. Toimer beparutz meruba alo emei ha'oisel b'chazish kinatar the eitzel pasi birois l'divrei hakol. How could you compare? In other words, a breach more than 10 is a much more fundamental psul than oimei meruba. You're jumping, you're taking giant steps which are not correct here. That's the more counter question to this assumption. You're comparing the psul of more than 10 amos to the psul of parutz meruba. You say they're equal. Both of them are problematic. And they're equally problematic. They're equally. More than 10 amos is equally problematic to the psul of parutz meruba by yachatza. So they're equal. No, that's exactly what Gemara is saying. Since they're equally problematic, they're equal. So just like an attempt, a solution, your attempt to find the solution by more than 10 is not going to work. It's also not going to work when by the other problem of parutz meruba. There's a flaw in that argument because they're not the same. More than 10 amos is a much more fundamental, it's a much greater problem than parutz meruba. The difficulty, the problem is much greater. So, in Achrami, when it's more than 10 amos, there, a tzuras ha-pesach will not work. But when the problem is not so great, it's only a problem of oimed meruba, then a tzuras ha-pesach will work. Okay? Your whole question was based on the assumption that they're equivalent. They're not equivalent. Got it?
No.
Now, how do you know they're not equivalent? What's the raya they're not equivalent? What's the proof? What's the proof they're not equivalent? Because look at Pasei Biros. You're going in the desert, you're going Ali al-Regel, and the donkey, he wants a drink on in the Rosh Hashanah. So Chazal HaMitzakim, what do? You put up corners. You come up, you can buy it on Amazon. They sell on Amazon the Pasei Biros kit. The next time you go Ali al-Regel, you just buy an Amazon Prime delivery, the Pasei Birois kit. You know what that is? It comes in a package, same day delivery, corners. Each one is 10 tefachim tall and one amma in each direction. And you put this up around the well, and then the animal is allowed to drink. However, when you put up the Pasei Birois, it's not allowed to be more than 10 ammas apart.
Machlokes,
but according to a mayor, you can have more than 10 ammas. In other words, it's 13 ammas. Either 10 or 13 ammas. You can have more than 10 ammas apart.
13 and a third.
What? 13 and what? 13
and a third
ammas. 13 and a third. 13 and a third ammas. That's the case. But when it comes, so there it's possible. But wait a minute. When you make Pasei Birois, you want to calculate the perimeter. There's more parots than there is oimed. You only have two amas on each corner, and you have a lot more space in between in the gaps than the combined two amas in the corners. So what's going on over here? It's parots meruba. So what do you learn from Pasei Birois? You learn that the problem of more than 10 amos is not the same problem. Oimed meruba is less of a problem. More than 10 is such a fundamental problem, there is no solution for the Pasei Birois. But every Pasei Birois automatically parutz meruba, and we look the other way. So obviously they're not the same. So just like you see that it's not such a terrible problem when it comes to Pasei, it's not a problem for every Pasei Birois. So when it comes to a chotzer where it is a problem, but it's not the same degree as more than 10. Therefore, Therefore, there's a solution. What is the solution? The solution is to make the Tzuras HaPesach. Just because the Tzuras HaPesach does not work by, just because the Tzuras HaPesach is not going to work by the more than 10, the Tzuras HaPesach will work by the Pasuk B'Rois. All right?
Yep.
Inside the Gemara. The Gemara says, now no, how could you compare the two? Ma li oisim, yes, oisim, above you, shrein, loch, oil, lo, yitar, do, yet, so, pass, be, rois. You're a mayor, you're not, there's no heter. Toima, the parrots, meruba, ala, ime, cha, oisim, the chad, the chadza, shrein, hatar, do, eight, cell, pass, be, rois. Lidiriako. So therefore, we're back in business. So therefore, the Gemara is saying over here is that you have, in a chanam, the Gemara at this point holds, that if you have a courtyard, and like when we have bisman hazeh, and the majority of the courtyard is parutz, and you want to put up a tzuras haPesach to close the breaches, it works. That's the Gemara's maskana. Good? Lema mesayle. Let's now bring a raya to this yisoid. Who's the lema mesayle? Who is the lema mesayle? Like Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef was going to give the answer. The Gemara now wants to go and reinstate Rav Yosef, even though we slugged him up. Right? We just slugged up Rav Yosef. We slugged him up. We said you can't compare the not shavim. You cannot go compare the case of more than 10 to the case of oimei parvitz meruba. You cannot compare that. And we put it right why you can't compare. And from Pasei Birois, the Gemara is saying, okay, very nice, I hear your answer, Pasei Birois, but you know something? I still like what Rabbi Yosef said. Rabbi Yosef said that here we're going to make a deal, that they're the same. We don't care, they're the same. The problem of Parutz Meruba is the same, is equivalent to the problem of more than 10. And just like more than 10, the Tzuras HaPesach does not work, so too, Parutz Meruba, it's not going to work. Okay, so the Gemara says, Lema Mesayle, let's now bring the Raya to Rav Yosef. What's the Raya? Lema Mesayle, the Fanois, Halalu, these walls, Sheruban, going back to this price, these walls that we discuss now, Sheruban, Pesachim, the Chalonois, Mutter, Uvilvad, Sheyehei, Oymeid, Meruba, Allah Poros. Provide, if you have mamish nothing, you don't have the Tzuras HaPesach, at least you have to have Oymeid, Meruba. What? Very important here is Allah Poros. Very the Gemara over here, Sheruban, Salpetaitach. What does it mean over here when it says that these defanis halalu sheruban? What do you mean sheruban? Rashi, sheruban sal kedaitach, kevon deruban pesachim mechalonis havle parutz meruba. Vehechi matzi sulim misle ulvachi oimed meruba. What are you talking about? When we start off the brayso, this is just a mitzias problem here in the brayso. The Braisa says that the majority is psochim and chaloines. So that automatically means that it's going to be parutz meruba. How then can it possibly say oimed meruba? It doesn't make any sense. Once you said in the beginning of the Braisa sheruban psochim and chaloines, it's impossible for there to be oimed meruba. So how then can the Braisa finish off Vavachi oimed meruba all parts? What does it mean? So the Gemara says, no, let me explain to you what it means. Arav Kahana, I'll answer the question. Gitanya hahi b'pischei shimoi. Over here we refer to psochim that are shimoi. Now the Gemara is the kasha, my, what are pischei shimoi? What are pischei shimoi? So the Gemara says, pligi boz machlekesh arvuchume rabbi Yosef. Chanam 1 says, the less like shikfe, the chanam the less like tikra. Some say that these are gates, openings, that don't have shikfei. What's shikfei? Let's see Rashi. Rashi says, let's just read the Rashi and then we'll come back. Pisei Shimoi. We'll come back and explain the words Kasha, but let's just first get the Mitzvah of Gemara. Pisei Shimoi. Pisachim Shaimimi. Shimoi Lam Lashon of Shemama. Openings that are desolate. Lishmachrina. Pisachim Mikukolim. They are ruined. Shemchusarim Tikun. Kama zaken ashmai. Okay, zaken ashmai choser mitoira, zaken that has no toira. Shekve, mezuzois, shenech, litsu, avonea, mikan, mikan, the stone's still out. Evin yates, evin nechnas, it's a ein zutsuris apesach. They do not have, that's one shot, so shekve means it's missing, there's no, it's a jig-jack. There's no solid straight line for the post. And the other interpretation is Tikra She'ein klon binyan l'maylam in ha-Pesach elo kol ha-Kosim cholot ke-Pesach al roishai ke-Zev v'tzuras ha-Pesach she'omru kon mikan v'mikan v'kon al-gabeya. Okay, there's nothing on top. So what's the kasha? So now let's go back to the previous Rashi. The previous Rashi explains.
That is the original question
that we had. Oh, so go back to the Rashi before. Okay, that Rashi, Rashi 4 says, Ela Shariba Bohen, Sha'asa Bohem Harbe Psochem Chalene Savim Savim, Mutar Vachi, Bein Pesach Le Pesach. Between each Pesach, Yoiser, see, I skipped along the Gemara, that's why. Okay, Ela Shariba Bohen. I skipped along the Gemara by myself. Let's read the Rashi, we'll come back to the Gemara, we'll hold the Gemara in one shot. Ela Shariba Bohen. She'asa bohen harbe psachim b'chaloynes saviv saviv mutar uvavachi hei bein pesach b'pesach yosem b'chle pesach in between each one alma oimei miruba ala paritz v'inan v'afal gav di'ika tzuris ha-pesach b'kulu. Okay, so we hear, we sing over here is you do have a tzuris ha-pesach. You were marbe, that's the key point. The key point over here is you have a raya like of Yosef. You marbe many psachim and chalonis around the entire area, but between each Pesach, there is yoiser mechdei Pesach, solid walls. Alma oimei meruba ala peoritz minon avagav diikar tzuras haPesach v'kulu. In other words, shuriba bohen. You have an abundance. You have an abundance of psachim. Doesn't mean that it's the majority. It just means that you have a lot of openings. But that's the condition. But now, each of the psachim, what is a pesach? Each one of these psachim is basically a koira with two lechis, a tzuras pesach, an eruv, what we call an eruv. And the Gemara says it's not enough. It's not enough. If you just have a lot of openings and all the openings are closed off with a tzuras ha-pesach, there's a condition. The condition is you still must have oimid meruba. You still must have oimid meruba. You cannot be matter enclosure just with a tzuras ha-pesach alone. That's not sufficient. You have to have oimid meruba. Even though you have a lot of, even though the area is closed over with tzuras ha-pesach, you have over here multiple psachim. Each pesach is basically a tzuras ha-pesach, and even though it's not going to help you, because since in this instance it's parutz meruba, a tzuras ha-pesach is not going to come and save the day. Who said this yisoid? Rav Yosef said this yisoid. Rav Yosef says that now that we have learned. Now, we know as a fact that the problem of Yoiser made Eser is equivalent to the problem of Oimeid Parutz Meruba. And just like when it comes to the problem of Yoiser made Eser, Rav said that Tzuras HaPesach is not going to help you. So too, when it comes to the problem of Paritz Meruba, the Tzuras HaPesach is not going to help you. And don't give me an answer that they're not shoving. Don't be tempted to tell me that you cannot compare this case to that case. You can't compare the two cases. they're equivalent. And once we know that the Tzuras HaPesach is not going to help when it's more than 10, so too the Tzuras HaPesach is not going to help when it's Parutz Meruba. Because here we have a Braisa that talks about multiple breaches, and each breach is called a Pesach, which means each breach is an Eruv, two Lachis and a Kaira, and yet it says it still must be Omid Meruba. Okay? Let's see the words of the Gemara. We're going to go on to Oriya. We need a Raya. Lema, we want to need a Raya to Rav Yosef. Lema, Misayele. Let's read a Raya to Rav Yosef. What's the Raya? The Fanais Halalu, these walls, Sherubon, Pesachim, Vechaloimais. The majority, if the majority is open space, then it cannot possibly be there is Oimed Meruba. Motu Bavache, Oimed Meruba, all parts. Frech the Gemara, there's something grammatically wrong over here in this statement. Sherubon, Salkadai, Doch. If the majority is open space, there cannot possibly be Oimed Meruba. Ella, Ema, change the Girsa, Sheriba. It means that you've added Sheriba Mohem Sachem Echalonis. It's going to be A-okay. If you've added a lot, although that doesn't mean the majority, it just means that there is an abundance, it's going to be okay. Although that, I made Mural parts. Now, in the process, what are we going to do in the process? What's the Kasha? The Kasha over here is that the Pesach is a Tzuras HaPesach. And you have a Tzuras HaPesach, and you tell them it's not going to help because. Why is it not going to help? Because you still need Oimed Meruba. The Gemara says, no, it's not a Raya. When it says here there are Pesachim, these Pesachim are not a Tzuras HaPesach. Einach Nami, if these Pesachim really functioned as a Tzuras HaPesach, it would be good. Here it's not functioning as a Tzuras HaPesach. Why not? Because these are Pischei Shamoi. What a Pischei Shamoi? Either no mezuzos. Ona kahana kitanya hi Pischei Shamoi. My Pischei Shamoi, please give me up for Rav Ruchum. Rav Yosef, everyone says, the little shikfei, there's no mezuzah. It's jig-jag. In order to have a lechi, it has to be yashar. It has to be yashar. It has to be like a Mishol Lehman. Straight, a straight shooter. Who is the calling user number three? Mihuze ve'ezehu. Who is this mysterious person? Call in user three. Would you like to identify?
I can't hear you. What are you saying?
We have a guest that's listening to the shir. And I want to tell them that the Shul Leman here is a yashar. The yashar is the Targum's translation for a tzaddik. Did you know that? Whenever it says tzaddik, Targum says Yosha. We have a straight shooter here, Rishol Lehman. I'm telling this to call in user number three. I don't know who he is. He doesn't want to identify himself.
Okay, next
chance for Vaidin Gemara. So we have over here, we don't have here a Tzuras HaPesach. My Pischei Shamoi. He left us. I scared him away. You see that? Let me show. He's gone. He's gone with the wind. Vaida. There's no roof. There's no kaira. So therefore, it's not a raya. The reason why this chotzer needs there to be oimed meruba, it's because you don't even have a kosher. You don't have a tzuras pesach. You don't have a normal pesach. You have a modern pesach. The pesach you have over here is not qualified to be a tzuras pesach. It's a shvacha pesach. So that's why you need to have oimed meruba. You have oimed meruba, then you can have breaches. Up to 10. Alright?
Yep.
So this is not relevant to our sugi of Aitam. Vyaf Rabbi Yochanan Savlohograv. The Halak Rabbi Yochanan was the Rabban Shal Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael, he also says, like the sheep of Rav. And what does he say? that if you have a breach in the mavui, the tzuras haPesach is not going to help you. You hear? A breach is not going to help you breach more than ten amos. A mice. Everyone now can wake up. Mice, but Adam Echa Mibikas Beis Churta. He lived. It was a mice shehoya in the valley Beis Churta and Shenoratz Dalim Kundosin. You hear, that's our case. A fellow went and he thrust into the earth. Oforata. The Allah Farata Toshuv. He thrust into the earth four poles, the Arapina Asada, on the four corners of the field. Motach Zimoire Alehem. It's mamish, it sounds like a guy in Flapush. Yeah, a guy in Flapush, he went and he makes an Erev. Four poles, and he puts a Zimoire on top. What's the problem, Rabbi Shalim? What's the problem with this Erev? It's Paras Meruba. But they do this mice in the Chol Yoyim. They do this in every bungalow colony, every camp. They do this all over the place. You yourself told me you don't know what's going on in Tannisville. Maybe there it's also going to be, it's part of its Maruba. You're enclosing yourself with more...
It's also a suffix. It's not a real Rishis Aram.
So what? What kind of answer is that? If it was a real Rishis Aram, then the Arab wouldn't help. You can't make an Arab in a Rishis Aram. In a Rosh Hashanah, you have to have the losos to make an Erev. Why do you only make an Erev in a Carmelis? Of course. An Erev in a Rosh Hashanah? What are you talking about? You can't make an Erev in a Rosh Hashanah. You have an Erev in a Rosh Hashanah, you have to have the losos, you have to have doors. Yerushalayim, Umali, Delsosech, and Ulim will be forbidden. You can't make an Erev in a Rosh Hashanah. That's the whole problem making Erev in Flapush. What do you mean a Soviet? A Carmelist, you're not allowed to carry in a Carmelist. It's usur. You have to have four walls. It's usur to carry. What do you mean a Soviet? What kind of business is that? Soviet. It's not Soviet. You have four walls. You're not four walls. The area might be halachically be called a Carmelist. It's not, it doesn't qualify as a Rishus Ram Geraisa. It qualifies as a Carmelist, but you're not allowed to carry this, categorically forbidden to take the Rishus HaYochin into the Carmelist. This is Osir. You have to put up an Erev. An Erev has to be going to Halacha. And if the majority of the space that's closing your enclosure is part of its Neruba, we have over here Rabbi Yochanan, and we have the other man, Yomar, who said that it's no good. Rabbi Yosef says it's Nishkut. You can't do it. It's not going to work. It's not going to solve the problems. It's not going to help. And Rabbi Yosef says this pshat, and now Rabbi Yochanan says that. You want to go against Rabbi Yochanan? Yeah, Rabbi Yochanan. Some of the vines, is your shayla of kilayim, they're growing together. No, it's mutter. Why? This on a pole, it's high up. V'yomarish, lokish, kidesh she'tiu lo lingin kilayim, kachetiu lo lingin Shabbos. They don't matter. Just like this now, there's no power of kilayim, so when it comes to Shabbos, if you want to carry inside this enclosure of four poles and a zmoira, mutter. But Rabbi Yochanan Omar,
anybody who
wants the plant and doesn't want to deal with the issues, that it's maybe too close to other types of seeds,
they can just
do
this solution.
I guess so, technically speaking, yeah, because it's a different level. Obviously, it's not so simple. Obviously, it doesn't work so simple like that. Okay, so let's go weiter. What happens weiter in the Gemara? So they were mad. Rabbi Yochanan Amar leKlai mitiuloi leIn Shabbos loy hitiuloi. Rabbi Yochanan says not so fast. when it comes to Shabbos Osir, you're not allowed to carry inside this enclosure. You know why? It's Parutz Meruba. Okay? The Parutz Meruba.
It didn't seem like, according to what this guy put up, it didn't seem like there was anything that was oibid.
Exactly. There's no oibid altogether. So that's why it's called Parutz Meruba. Exactly. The four poles. Because according to the other Shita, you don't need any oimate. You don't need zero oimate. Nothing. All you need is a Tzuras HaPesach. You can have four Tzuras HaPesachs in business. Exactly like what we do today.
Like a canister.
Like the whole world. The ganze Welt is Mekel. The ganze Welt is Mekel like a Shita. Not like Rabbi Yochanan. Not like Rabbi Yosef. The whole world is Mekel. To be Noah Stalin Kundosin, and to put a string, fishing string, on top, and that's it, you're done. Vite in the Gemara. Lema. So the climate here, Lenin Shabbos, lo yitiru. Or Yochanan Amar, the climate yitiru, lo Lenin Shabbos, lo yitiru loy. Memayaskinan. E lema menatsad. Now the Gemara is teaching you a naive story. Now this is the Tzuras Pesach. When you make a Tzuras HaPesach, the most important thing is to make sure the Koira is directly on top of your Lechi. If the Koira is on the side of the Lechi, it's no good. No good. So the Gemara now assumes that when they put the Zemaira, where did they put the Zemaira? Was the Zemaira dangling mamish on top of the poles? Or was the Zemaira along the side of the poles? If it was along the side of the poles, of course it's not going to be, because that's not a kosher Koira. In order to be kosher Koira, it has to go on top of the poles. On the very, very top of the poles it has to go. That's only when it's going to become kosher. So the Moabiyah says, what's going on over here? What's the case over here? My Elaine when Minatsad the Amar Chista. Tzuras HaPesach she'asa Minatsad lo yasa lekum. It's no good. Ella al Gabon. You're right. The case here is where the Zemoira was dangling on top. Over my, what's the case over here? Ilema be'eser, if the case is going where the kundosin were more than 10 amos apart from each other, four corners were more than 10 amos apart. B'cholema Rabbi Yochanan b'Shabbos loy. I'm sorry. Ilema be'eser means less than 10. 10 and less. Why is it no good? The Mavi is saying is, this is an important insight, that if it's less than 10, even though you don't have oyin par, you don't have oyin merubah, it's going to be good. Dalid here chidish Rabbi Misholimin. Dalid kundosin uzemoira al gabav is good luchol hadeos if the gap is less than 10. A tzuras haPesach.
Correct.
When is it not going to be good? When it's more than 10. So what's the case? Ilema, what is 10? 10 is 15 feet. Do you have 15 feet? 15 feet is almost nothing in an Erev. It's not just bupkis in an Erev. So Mela, unless you're making a teeny little layer of...
Less than 10, you don't even need a Koira on top.
What are you talking about? Less than 10 in your current top. What are you talking about? I don't understand. What? You do need...
I discussed that with you. If I have an opening in my driveway going out to the street.
And the opening is less than 10. I'm not so sure you don't need anything. I don't think so. I think because you need to have... No, I'm not so sure you can do that. Because you have to have at least a tzur.
Not going out to a real issue around it.
Doesn't matter. Why do you keep on saying that? It doesn't make a difference going out to Rosh Hashanah.
The Mavli is going out to Rosh Hashanah. She ended that hecker.
No, the Mavli doesn't have a fourth wall altogether. The chiddush of the Mavli is you don't have a wall period. I don't know why you keep on saying that. Just because I don't think it's correct. If you have a driveway and you don't have a fourth wall, the fourth wall is less than 10 amos, it's no good. When we say that a breach of 10 amos called a Pesach, that's provided, you have at least a lechi mikan v'lechi mikan, in order that it should appear that this breach is a Pesach. If you don't have any mashuhu on the two sides, closing off the fourth wall with a teeny mashu on each side, then you can't say it's a Pesach. It's a breach. Even if it's less than 10 amos. I mean, a whole shayla in the Gemara, yes, let's say you have it closed off on one side, but on the other side. You have to have something there on the two ends to indicate that this is my fourth wall. It happens to be that in my fourth wall, I have a gigantic opening. My opening is 95% of the whole wall itself. Okay, you can do that. You can have a gigantic opening which takes up 95% of the wall when the wall is less than 10 amos, but you have to at least have the tzur of a Pesach. And the way you make a tzur of a Pesach, in the lechi mikan, like we learned yesterday. We learned yesterday you have to have that for something. And then you might have a whole dilemma. Maybe you don't need to have on both sides, but at least on one side you have to have something. If you have absolutely nothing on the fourth wall, even though the fourth wall is less than 10 amos, no good. No good. Because the only reason why 10 amos is good is because 10 amos is called a Pesach. But for it to be called a Pesach, it has to have some shaykhis to a Pesach. How do you have a shaykhis to a Pesach? You have to have wall on the left and a wall on the right, even a teeny wall, to show this is my fourth wall. And in my fourth wall, I have a gigantic opening. But if you don't even have that, then you don't have a wall altogether. If there's no wall altogether, you only have a three-walled area. No good.
Okay. Fine.
And the only time this works is when you opened up into a Carmelis. If you opened up into a Rishus HaRabim, it doesn't work. Because in Rishus HaRabim, there's no difference if it opens up to a Carmelis or to a Rishus HaRabim. And if you're in a Rosh Hashanah, you usually have more problems because you can't even make an Erev in a Rosh Hashanah. Weiter. So the Moriah says, the Moriah Kitanis, so Lothech HaMadil, what's the case of Yochanan? He lay ma, minatzad, loy dil ma ma'il, dil minatzad, remember Chisad, so 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 Ela bi yosef yaser, more than 10. Oh, and what do you see? You see over here that it's no good. The Gemara is loy, the olam bi yaser. BMS, I'll tell you, is exactly 10. And you know why it was no good? It was because it wasn't a kosher koira. The koira was minatzad. U minatzad, uv Rav Chista, kamiflagi, and machlokes over here is Rav Chista. Rashi, very important Rashi. Reish lakish, les lay Rav Chista, Rav Yochanan isla Rav Chista. Because Savar, Ki Omer, Rav Chista, L'Shabbos, Avon, L'Klayim, Afilu Min Atzad, Afilu Min Atzad, because Savar, Ki Omer, Rav Chista, L'Shabbos, then it's going to be no good. Avon, L'Klayim, Afilu Min Atzad, Havei Tzures HaPesach, L'Shabbos, Chomer, L'Klayim. Okay, so they argue over here when it comes to Klayim. Machlokes over here is, we'll go back to the Rabbi Yochanan says, no, L'klayim itiru, L'linyin Shabbos lo itiru. In other words, the Tzuras HaPesach here was Minatzad. So L'klayim, it's for sure going to be good. Okay, so the laws of Klayim are just a matter of perception. It's separate. It's not growing with the earth. But when it comes to Shabbos, that's the machlokes you have to have on God. That is why when they make telephone wires, okay, when you make an Eruv made from telephone wires, where are the telephone wires? How do they do it? There's a massive pole that goes all the way up, and the telephone wires are on the side. So the wires are the koira. Where's the lechi? The pole can't be
the lechi, but it's not on top, on the side.
Exactly. So they build, if you notice, they build on the side, directly under the wires, a teeny little lechi that's 10 tefachim tall, and they make sure it's directly underneath the wires.
So that works.
So that makes it into, you know, there's not the touch. The koira does not need to touch the lechi. It just needs to be directly on top of it.
So when we say that a koira, on the side doesn't work. It's only when there's no lechi on the side directly underneath it.
It doesn't work. A kara on the side does not work. You have to have a man with it. What?
Amen.
Amen.
All
right. Got married.